Welcome to Random Rambles. I'm Tasia.
And I'm Amy.
And we're here to talk about whatever we want to talk about. And apparently today Amy has a rabbit hole she would like to travel down with us. You said you had a conspiracy for us today.
I do have a conspiracy for you. And I'm sure a lot of people, it's not something that's like not known because it's happening sort of in real time in front of our eyes. So P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy.
Puffy?
Whatever name you know him as, whatever you know.
Not Puffy, I can tell you that.
Diddy also. You look uncomfortable already.
I do, because I don't know how to say this. The most I know about this whole P. Diddy
thing.
Situation is that 50 Cent has been like live tweeting what's been going on with gleeful...
Oh, yeah.
Intentions of P. Diddy being jailed for life or something.
Oh, yeah. So, where does one start?
I don't know. You brought it up.
Where does one start? So, Cat Williams, a stand-up comedian, who has been saying this forever about, we'll just call him P. Diddy. I think it's easier for everyone involved.
P. Diddy or just Diddy?
I'm not cool enough.
I'm just saying.
Anyway,
either one would work.
Has been saying for years that his parties are a whole nother level. And you go home before midnight if you don't want to be part of what goes on there. So, meaning...
Yeah, isn't there was a thing that came out shortly afterwards where there was an actor who... There was a guy who said, when I first got into the Hollywood scene... I can't remember if he was talking about Denzel Washington, Morgan Freeman, or someone else. I can't remember.
Denzel Washington said you must, to young actors, go home.
He said, go home before
midnight.
The devil arrives, and you'll be fine. And then they realised that he would always leave 10 to 20 minutes before P. Diddy got there.
Yes.
And then they realised what he was doing, and they all out the door with him. Because they were like, yep, no, leave before the devil arrives. And I was like... So he never straight up just said, you need to get the fuck out before P. Diddy gets here.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be in a world problem.
Yeah, basically. So, I mean, he had raids happen on his home. They found tunnels.
It was all of his homes, wasn't it? It was one.
Yeah. So there was tunnels under his home to other mansions.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So there's tunnels linking between, and I don't know.
Like, are they all still his homes?
I think.
Or is he like,
well,
connecting to his neighbor's home? That's freaky.
Well, it's freaky in various levels of freaky because there was potential sex trafficking,
yes,
people trafficking, prostitution, underage sexual assaults. And then that's kind of what sort of opened up a giant can of worms about the various people that Diddy has helped get into the industry.
Yeah.
So Justin Bieber.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, because I think even Justin has said, like, it felt right at the time. Like, at the time he thought that this is what he had to do, but he's realized as he's gotten older that it's not something he would want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, If he looked back at his younger self as, like, this is a new person coming into the industry, he'd do everything he could to stop them being in that same position.
Yes. So, much like, what was his name?
I don't know.
The guy that sings, yeah.
Usher,
thank you. Usher, Ludacris, and a whole bunch of other people that he's... had as proteges and kind of invited them into his home at quite a young age. So Usher was there under 15 years.
Yeah, because
I think... with Diddy.
Didn't Bieber say that Usher was the one that he sort of... He stayed close to Usher so that he didn't have to have too much to...
Yeah.
Like, it got to a certain point and Usher was like, just stay with me and I'll...
Yeah. So there's conspiracies around Bieber, Hailey Bieber, now Justin's wife, being his handler.
Yeah, because there's all these rumors online about them getting divorced.
Yes.
About it being
arranged
marriage.
Yeah. And so to keep Justin in line with...
Yeah, because he's still earning them a lot of money.
Yeah. that she's the handler, and that why he didn't do the Super Bowl with Usher was because of all the sexual abuse that Justin Bieber went through. Apparent sexual abuse.
Alleged,
yes. Thank you. And so, yes, there's giant rabbit holes of this, including this being a distraction for the New World Order. So this is just like the fall guy. Diddy's a fall guy. He's not actually the main guy for all of this crap that's going on in Hollywood with pedophilia, much like the Nickelodeon documentary that came out, Quiet on Set.
Yeah, I don't know. Has it come out in Australia yet?
I think it's on Prime.
It's going to be on Prime, but it wasn't available in Australia yet.
I don't think it's out.
Because it's out in America, I know that, and I've seen clips of it, and I want to watch it when it comes out, but last I checked, it wasn't available to us yet. And I haven't turned the VP onto there.
So, Quiet on Set with Nickelodeon having countless sex offenders and pedophiles on staff, and at Nickelodeon, a children's TV network, if no one knows what that is that's listening.
I'd be surprised. Yeah, we don't have it yet.
No. So seeing the kind of horrible things that keep going on in Hollywood, so going back to casting couch type stuff with Marilyn Monroe and, you know, the various people from that area right through to now. So it's more prevalent.
Well, Terry Crews?
Yeah.
He's come out and he's said that, you know, he was assaulted. Brendan Fraser's said that he's been assaulted. So it's not just, it's everyone.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yeah. When they're young and vulnerable and starting out in the industry, that's when they get them.
Yeah. And there just seems to be more and more clips, sort of like, you know, people have sort of gone into like a deep dive with certain people, you know, that might have said a little snippet about something or found old footage, you know. And there's one thing where they did a roast. They're quite good at doing roasts of people. So they have like one person and then multiple amounts of comedians will come on and just roast them.
Yeah, you know. I've never found those nice.
They're not nice at all.
I don't understand the psychology behind those, but like I understand they've become a big thing in the last few years, but I really don't. And like, if it's between you and your mates and you're at a barbecue and you're like roasting each other, it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you know
yeah.
each other really well. But if I'm a celebrity, as a person just sitting there, and these complete random strangers come up and start talking about shit they know nothing about, I don't think you're funny. I think you're a cunt.
And you're a dick. Yeah, because we don't know them at that level.
No.
As friends.
Yeah, and it's publicized for everyone to see, so it's not funny.
No.
You're just a dick.
So there's a thing, and this will get rabbit holey because I've already gone away from Diddy a little bit, but
we did say that you were going to take us down a rabbit hole.
So it's kind of opened up a lot of things. Horrible things, but there's this clip of a roast of Bob Saget. And I don't know if you've seen this.
I don't think so.
But they were doing a roast with Bob Saget.
Right.
And a comedian said, "How did you tell Ashley and Mary-Kate apart?" And he goes, "That's easy. Ashley swallows."
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Didn't he play their dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's known them since they were 6 months old, and that's what he answered with.
Mm-hmm.
The Earl.
Gross. Horrible.
Disgusting.
Gross. And then there was Pizzagate. So I don't know if you're super across Pizzagate. But there's a whole thing about how often pizza would show up in different things and it was linked to pedophilia.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then at the Oscars, when that whole thing kind of broke, Pizzagate, it's not even worth getting into. It's just the whole thing in itself. But when the Oscars happened and Ellen was hosting one of the years, she decided to order pizzas for everybody.
Yeah.
And little poppers for like kids. And there's this whole thing about it's all connected. So everything's connected with pedophilia, Hollywood, the higher ups, you know, it's not just like CEOs and everything. And it's, yeah, like rampant everywhere. And then the ship crashing into the bridge that fell down recently, happened this year.
Yeah, the one in America.
The one in America.
Yep, yep.
That's linked to P. Diddy.
How?
Apparently there was things on that ship, people on that ship, a shipment coming in for P. Diddy. Yeah.
The Baltimore Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Because The Simpsons actually predicted that happening.
Just, seriously, I'm starting to think that those guys are just fucking time travelers, because what the fuck?
I know.
There's a lot of that shit.
There's a lot. They've predicted already so much anyway.
Including down to the whole scene. They haven't just predicted like little bits where it's like, oh yeah, Trump's going to be president. They've predicted like the whole escalator scene. Mm-hmm. It was nearly copy paste.
Oh yeah, how exactly looked. I know.
That Melania's creepy Christmas Wonderland.
Oh.
They had that in The Simpsons too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what the hell is going on?
I know. Because it's not just recent with The Simpsons either.
No, it's been ongoing for the last 20 years.
They have started. They've had, like, Bart opens up the paper, or it's a magazine, one of the two, and it's got 9/11 and the Twin Towers and a plane on the front. So there's lots of different...
One of them is a time traveler.
Well, they're saying Matt Goring, who's the creator of The Simpsons, is the guy that's a time traveler. Yeah. Because it'd be fluky. It'd be fluky to get one or two. Fluky. To sort of say something like, you know, a couple of these events. But there's so many different things that they've predicted that have come true, like you say, that are scenes. And you're looking at it like, I've seen this before. Or I've seen a snippet of this before. Wait, it's in The Simpsons.
Oh my God, there's entire articles on it.
Yeah, there is.
Is he the time traveler? Was The Simpsons created to warn us?
Well, considering it hasn't been shut down...
This is interesting. Someone said maybe Futurama is his real world and The Simpsons is his warnings.
True.
Well... But anyway, sorry. Back to P. Diddy. And all that horror.
So, New World Order and whatnot. So there's been a trend with looking back on a lot of clips, getting back to that, of how many people started out, if they'd won an award, they'd go, I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank God. Yeah, it's that whole thing. I'd like to thank God and my mum and dad and all that stuff. And then as they've gotten bigger in the industry and become leading actors and actresses, top-tier musicians, it starts to
more become... More and more of an ego.
Yeah. It starts to sort of become almost... It's like subtle because you're not sort of aware unless you're aware. Like sometimes it's sort of like you pull the wool over our eyes a little bit. So if you're not looking for it, you sort of just go, but then looking back on it, you're like, oh, wait a minute. So for example, there's a clip where Brad Pitt has done a couple of Tarantino movies.
Yeah.
And they go, you know, what does it feel like? You know, you've really... Like, Tarantino is, like, one of the directors everyone aspires to work with. What does it feel like? And he said, oh, well, I did sell my soul to the devil. And he mentioned nothing about God. And he mentioned nothing about anything else. But I have a contract. And it's with the devil. And sort of, it was...
Sorry if you can hear that, guys. My neighbor is apparently working on his Corvette, so...
Oh, that's what that is. I was like, there's a rumbling...
Yeah, he'll be revving the engine. So if you hear that in the background or it's a little bit echoey, we're in a new recording space. So
yeah, so that might
apologies for any of that.
Yeah, it's just a couple of different sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a beautiful job on them, and they always think he's good. A lovely little purr up, but probably not what we want for right now. But yeah, nothing we can do.
Can't control it.
No, we can't control it. He decides to do that shit on a Saturday afternoon.
No.
I have heard that that conspiracy theory a few times, though, about them, like, signing contracts with the devil and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then I've watched, like, Supernatural and that, and it's become a little bit more literal in the show.
Yeah.
It's like Crowley's running around Hollywood, and that's where he gets most of his power base from.
Yeah. So they're saying with all that, so if you're signing contracts with the devil, and there's a couple of people that have wanted to get up, like they've been YouTubers and that want to kind of, they're getting that following where they've been approached, like, you'd be great in this thing, we'll be an agent for you and blah, blah. And he said, I remember, there's been a couple of interviews, so I won't sort of say a gender, I'll just say they. They've been on the phone with the person that's wanting them to sign the contract, and they're like, no, I've got to think about it, I've got to talk to my friends and family, you know, I haven't been given enough time. It's sort of like they've talked about it with them the day before, and they want like a signature ASAP. Today. And he said, when I said no for the third time, he said something come over that person and it sounded like they'd been possessed. So instead of saying, I need you to sign the contract, it was like, whoa, like that kind of like screamer, kind of like low.
Why won't you do what I want?
Like, I need you to like sign it now, like screaming in like a really like a possessive kind of voice, like you're being possessed by the devil himself kind of thing. And they said it just then really didn't sit right. Because it felt like you were signing your soul over.
And not just that, but, like, you're being forced to.
Yeah, it's not, like, a choice.
Yeah, it's like, you need to do this. And it's like, I'm fairly certain I don't actually need to. I'm getting there on my own, and I don't need to do anything else right now.
No. So there's lots of different clips of various celebrities and talking about things that they've... Seems like they've been forced to do because various crossroad demons or demons, devils, whatever it is that's behind all this to get you to someone that's just a bit part in a movie to like leading lady, whoever. There seems to be contracts coming out of, you know, drinking like the blood of the innocent, and you know, like there's all sorts of
And it's not just that though, because there's like that Jeanette McCurdy with her her book I'm Glad My Mother Died.
I'm glad my mum's dead.
No, I think it's I'm glad my mum died. Hang on, I'll have a look. I've got it in my Audible library. Because she was saying that when she left Nickelodeon, she was offered a hell of a
payout.
Yeah, and it was essentially, here's your payout, but you don't talk to us, like you don't talk about us ever again. I'm glad my mum died.
Yeah, that's the one.
And she said she didn't take it. It was like $500,000 or something.
Yeah.
So it's not a small amount of money, like even for her, it's not a small amount of money. And she sort of, said that she's a little bit lucky in the fact that everything she did was in California, which falls under the Coogan law, which means that most of her money was safe.
Yeah.
Because her mother, who was a narcissistic abuser, when you read that book, very clearly a narcissistic abuser, she was essentially forced by law to put money aside for her daughter.
Yeah.
Because her daughter was the one earning the money.
Yeah.
But she spent everything she could because her mother was her agent, so she was able to charge an agent's fee. She was her manager, all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So she was able to charge those fees. And then she's got, like, there's letters in there that her mum wrote her later on because she wasn't particularly responsible with the money that she was getting from her daughter. But she was treating her like crap.
Mm.
And she went away on a holiday at one point with her then partner to Hawaii or something, and her mother didn't like this guy. He was older. And she said her mother sent her a letter, an email, and it's in the book. And her mother basically wrote where's my good little girl gone? I can't bear the thought of you being there with him and him sticking his in you and blah blah. It was really nasty, abusive letter.
Yeah.
And then it was a PS, please send money, the fridge broke.
There it is.
What?
There it is.
What? And it's like she's very clear about the abuse she went through on set, about the fact that her co-star, who was doing all the things people wanted her to, was coming up and getting all of these career highlights and, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and so was able to start being a little bit more demanding on stuff as well, and she was being pushed further back and back. She was a bit like, well, I didn't like any of this, which is why she took that massive step back. She wants to be a producer. Like your favorite Jonathan Taylor Thomas, she wants to be behind the scenes rather than in front of the camera.
Yeah,
and she wasn't allowed to do that because the other co-star who was getting a bigger name for herself was sort of like, well, no, I don't want her to do that.
Yeah,
and stuff like that happens all the time as well.
Yeah,
but she's very clear about what it was like on those sets. She was a Nickelodeon actor.
Yeah.
And I think at the time it came out, this Quiet On Set hadn't come out yet.
No.
Wouldn't come out for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so she didn't outright say his name.
No.
She just referred to him as the creator.
Yeah.
But everyone knew who she was talking about.
Absolutely.
And her on-screen, one of her on-screen co-stars? Yeah. He played like the adult character.
Yes.
There was all the kids. He was well known, and people have gone through and looked at behind the scenes footage and all of that sort of stuff, and you can actually see that he would insert himself to protect them.
Yeah.
Like he was the only one sort of not being creepy about it. Like,
yeah.
They'd come up and want to do things, and he'd like sort of wedge himself in there to stop the creator from being able to do it and stuff like that. And people have, after this Nickelodeon documentary's come out, they've been able to go back and have a look and be like, holy crap, he really did do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he really was like, no, this isn't what's happening here. I'm not letting this happen.
Yeah.
Like, the actors now, the child actors then, have all said that there were days where he didn't have any scenes at all.
Yeah.
He was still on set.
Yeah.
So he was getting up at stupid o'clock in the morning.
To be there.
Coming to set and sitting there all day, just so that the kids would have a friendly face to go to, because a lot of them, their parents weren't always on set. No. Or if they were on set, like Jeanette McCurdy's mother, she didn't give two shits about Jeanette's physical health. She just wanted her out there doing stuff.
Working.
Yeah. So she was like, and this is just what you have to do in this industry. And it's like, well, this industry is not what your daughter wants to be in. So.
No. And that's the thing. And Nickelodeon seems like they've got a lot to unpack from the documentary. And, I mean, I've already seen tiny little highlights, and they haven't really responded in any way. Like, the creator ended up coming and saying a weak-ass apology.
Their only response, basically, has been that they continue to review their in-house policies and they take any reports of such behaviour seriously, and it goes through a full review. And it's like, well, does it? Because these allegations aren't that old.
No. And that's the thing.
And one of these allegations ended in a court case, which ended in a sentencing.
Yeah.
And he went to jail and you fucking rehired him.
Yeah.
So do you really take them seriously?
And that's the scary thing, because looking back on the variations of their logo, there's a whole thing too. See, I've just got many different little.
Yeah, you looked into the slime thing.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So gross.
Ugh.
So one iteration of their logo, but beyond the actual Nickelodeon word, it would change.
Yeah,
it would be like rockets and whatever. So when it was a splatter, it actually looks like the outline of Epstein's Island.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the outline of Epstein's Island, I've got to say.
And that's okay. Not many people would. But, yeah, there's lots of different linkages. And it used to be that it was a foot.
Yes.
And there's a lot of foot.
The foot and the rocket are the ones that I remember the most.
Yeah. So the foot thing is evident right through all the like shows.
Yeah.
Foot fetishes, sexual stuff with feet, like lots of different things there. Making cast members do really sexualized things.
Or just weird things that could be taken the wrong way. Like they had Ariana Grande when she was filming Sam and Cat, I think it was.
Yeah.
She had to like lie down and drink a glass of water upside down off the bed. So she like got it all over her face. And
yeah.
And I was like, why?
Who bloody knows?
And I didn't. Like, I mean, I didn't have Nickelodeon as a kid, so I didn't see any of this at a time, but
no.
There's a lot of people now that have said my parents didn't let me watch a lot of Nickelodeon. They didn't let me watch these sort of shows because, and at the time I didn't understand it, but looking back now I can see that my parents understood the double meaning.
Yeah.
And were like, no, this is no.
No.
You say it's a kid's show, but no, it's not.
It's not. No. Yeah. And, like, the Amanda show with Amanda Bynes, and where poor Amanda Bynes is now compared to where she was. Looking at some
of
the things.
I really liked her.
I
like,
did too. I mean, not. I don't know her, so, I mean, look.
No, yeah,
I'm sure
I
she's
liked,
the same.
I liked watching her shows. Like, I really did. Like, I say I don't have I didn't have Nickelodeon. I don't. What I say when I mean her shows is that I liked her, like, her teen, pre-teen movies.
Yeah.
What a Girl Wants will always be one of my favourite sort of.
Yeah. Sydney White. She's a man. Yeah. Like, some good stuff. And, like, she's in Hairspray. That's probably one of the last things she did.
Yeah, I think it was one of the last she did.
Or the last, maybe, before the eventual sort
but the
of
thing that came out with that was that he was accused of getting a 13-year-old pregnant and forcing them to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying that it may have been Amanda Bynes because there was that whole gag with the baby on set.
Yeah.
That they just gave her a baby and was like, oh, you get a free baby with this. And, like, her face. When they slowed it down and they did the replay of that scene and they really slow it down, you do almost see, like, a flash of
like
fear and just
sadness, horror,
go right
horror,
across her face.
Yeah.
And it's like, why on earth would anyone that isn't a complete piece of shit think that that is in any way appropriate to start with, let alone someone who realizes that this is what's happened.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to internationally humiliate this child.
Yeah.
Because she gets it. And to her, it's humiliating.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't. And when she was coming out with all that stuff and she's having those mental breakdowns and everything, she came out with saying, you know, I was raped. These people have done all of these things to me. And nobody took her seriously because she was having a mental breakdown. It's the same with, like, when Britney had her breakdown.
Yeah.
She shaved her head. The hairdresser asked her, why are you doing this? And she went, because I'm sick of them touching me. I'm sick of them playing with my hair. I'm sick of them, you know, doing my hair up and all of this. I don't want them to touch me anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a perfectly logical reason.
Yeah.
If this is, all of this stuff is happening and you can't see any other way out of it and your whole thing is, fuck it, I'm just going to shave my hair off and then they can't dress me up like a doll with my beautiful blonde hair anymore.
Uh-huh.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, I can get that.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks that that was crazy when they found out the context behind it. Everyone went, yep, fine.
Yeah.
The whole umbrella smashing windows thing was a little bit overboard, but
yeah.
At the same time, frustrated, angry, pinned in a corner.
Yeah.
What happens when that happens to anybody?
Exactly.
You lash out, and that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
I don't think she deserved what happened to her, and honestly, I think the conservatorship probably sent her way more baddie.
Yes.
Than if they had just gone, why don't you take a break from the industry for a year?
But see,
she wouldn't be earning anyone money.
No. And that's the thing. And I listened to her audiobook. I didn't reread the book. I heard her book.
The Britney Spears one?
No, yeah.
I haven't read that one.
So it turned out that she did. She was the sole earner for the family.
Yep.
The family didn't really have to do anything.
No.
Because she was so big. And she is, will always be very big. So, you know, residual.
Yeah, her sister. Oh my God.
Well, there's rumors there too and conspiracies around her being, like, her baby being
Schneider's.
Yes. Because
Zoe 101.
Yes. So.
But then you hear about, because I think there's a couple of people on set of Zoe 101 and they said that Britney was absolutely lovely to deal with.
her sister was a nightmare. Her baby sister Jamie mm-hmm. Lynn was an absolute nightmare. She was very clearly used to getting whatever she wanted when she wanted.
Yeah.
Whereas Brittany wasn't.
Yeah.
And because, you know, she was a bit older and she had to, the money didn't start coming in until she started earning it.
Mm-hmm.
And so her sister would often tell tales, according to what I have heard, allegedly, she would tell tales so that Brittany would get cranky at people for being mean to her little sister, even though her little sister was the one who was being mean.
Right.
And so there's all these, like, kids on this show where Brittany's like, hey, don't do that to my sister anymore. What the fuck's wrong with you? And she's like, I haven't done anything to your sister. What are you talking about?
Mm.
And they're like, I understand now as an adult that Brittany was lied to.
Mm.
But at the time, all I could think was, my idol is screaming at me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And you don't know till you know. And that's the thing. But no, Brittany was the sole earner and bought cars and houses and, you know, showered gifts, which, you know, at the start you would. You'd be like, I want to help.
Yeah, and I think...
I want to help you.
It comes down to the morality of the parents as well, because I think I can say... quite honestly, that if I had Brittany's level of money and I was like, here, Mum and Dad, I've paid off your mortgage. I've bought you this fantastic car.
Yeah.
My parents would be like, that's great. But we can buy our own stuff. It's fine. Like, thank you so much for helping out. We're really glad to be debt-free now.
Yeah.
Please don't be too extravagant in the future because we can totally look after ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to do something completely crazy and whatever, like you want to take a first class 2-month trip through Europe or whatever. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, we're probably not going to be able to afford that, but we can, day to day, we can look after ourselves. We're responsible adults. We can do it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I reckon that they would have done that even when we were struggling. Like, if my brother had somehow hit it big, and he was like a motocross star that became a Hollywood actor or something.
Yeah.
And Mum and Dad were struggling to pay the bills. I honestly think they would have sat him down and be like, hey, you need to be responsible with your money, because they do with this with both of us. You'd be responsible with money. You need to plan for your future. Don't worry about your mother and I. We're fine.
Yeah.
Plan for your future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't. We're fine. We're adults.
It's all good.
But plan for your future. Whereas her parents are like, what do you mean you're not going to pay for our stuff anymore?
Exactly. I want more.
I brought you into this world. I gave you this opportunity. I was like, hang on. This is the argument that always gets me. I brought you into this world. I didn't get a say in that.
Yeah. So leave me alone.
Yeah. I didn't get a say in that. So don't use that as an argument against me.
Mm-hmm.
I am now a full grown adult. I get it. Like, the part that you've done to raise me to this point,
you're done.
Great. Don't threaten me with my existence.
Yeah, basically.
I didn't agree to it in the first place.
No. But there's so much, you know, to unpack with the... And it seems daily now that I've fallen down this rabbit hole, it just seems to be this
the
constant...
The algorithm has you.
...onslaught of information. So, with the Kardashians, who I can't stand.
No, I don't like them either, but the recent rumor I heard was that it looks like Kim or possibly Chris are going to be charged with fraud.
Yeah.
Is that what you've heard?
Yeah. And there's crazy links to P. Diddy.
Yeah.
With that family.
Yeah.
But also that there's another conspiracy around the main three. Now, I only know really Kim. So
Kim, Khloe, and Courtney.
That are high priestess black witches. That's how they feed off the love of their fan base.
But okay, so you've got that side of things. I've got the other side of things. Okay. Where it's like their fan base has never been as big as they make you think. They buy their followers on like Instagram and that. And so if you think about it, their fan base may only actually be half to a quarter of what you think it is.
True.
Which would explain
that's true.
Why their businesses always fail.
Yes.
Because
no
they
one
don't
cares.
Have as many people following them as they think they do.
Yes.
Because
like real people.
Real people.
Yeah.
As you think they do.
Mm.
Because
they're just bots.
Yeah. Because if their following is as large as it says on the thing, on whichever social media platform you're looking at them on, then if even 1% of that number was buying from them constantly, their businesses wouldn't fail, because that's still well over 100,000 purchases.
Yeah.
As recurring purchases.
Exactly.
So depending on what they're doing, their businesses shouldn't fail in the certain things that they're doing.
No.
But you have a look at, like, the other sisters. Kylie seems to be throwing anything at the wall at the moment and seeing what'll stick, which right now is nothing. She's had something like 5 launches in the last month.
Wow.
That's a lot. She's had new makeup come out with her Kylie Cosmetics. She's had a perfume come out. She's had an alcohol brand come out. She's had a new clothing brand come out. She's had, like, yeah, it's a lot.
Wow.
But with each of those launches has come a new controversy about them as well.
Yeah.
But then her sister Kendall has one brand.
Mm.
And that's her tequila. That's it.
Yeah.
And that is actually, like, the strongest Kardashian brand.
Wow.
Because she doesn't fuck around with it. That is what she makes.
Yeah.
And that is what she...
That's her.
That's it.
Thing.
She models and she has her 818 tequila. That's it.
Yeah.
She's not fucking around with anything else. And, like, she absolutely became a model because she was a Kardashian.
Oh, absolutely. Right?
But you don't see her doing what the others do. At least I don't. I don't follow them very closely. But I just, you don't see her very much on the gossip sites. There's not a lot of blind items about her. You don't see a lot of her on social media making a fool out of herself.
Yeah.
What I do see is her modeling shots, photos of vacations with friends.
Yeah.
Cutting a cucumber like a fucking spaz. Like she's never held a knife in her freaking life.
Probably hasn't, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think that cutting it like this is really in anyone's... So, social media... Photos with friends.
Yeah.
Modeling.
Yeah.
Can never cut a cucumber.
Mm-mm.
And her tequila brand.
Yeah.
That's all I really see from her.
Yeah.
And the occasional post with her family. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like she's still on Kardashians from what I can tell, but she's not on it as frequently.
Interesting.
Whereas the rest of them are all just...
Yeah. Because, yeah, you sort of think, looking at trends... With, you know, speaking of the high priestesses and stuff, feeding off energy and trying to get that love all the time, that crowd love.
Is it though?
I don't know. Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's not. It's a conspiracy, so we don't know if this is actually true or not. But looking at some...
Maybe they just feed on energy rather than love.
Love.
Because there'd be a lot of energy focused their way.
Yes.
But I'm not so sure that all of it would be loving.
No, like definitely not.
A bit
not.
Of it would be sort of like anger or resentment or...
Okay, yeah, you could reframe it as just energy, whatever that is. And then you're looking at, like, artists. So you look at Sam Smith. You give me a weird look.
Are you going to talk about the fact that he's changed the way that his music is?
That's
a big thing.
It is a big thing. I actually just mean the sets. The sets of various artists. So it goes from... Not like clean cut, like not like cookie cutter, innocent.
Because I know a lot of people have used Sam Smith because his first song was sort of like, almost like a breakup melody thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, Daddy don't know. And I'm like, that could just
be... It's just evolution.
Yeah.
Of course.
But it's also what he's been surrounded in because he was a singer from the UK, wasn't he?
Yeah.
British or Irish or something?
Yeah. Look, I'm not sure. But,
he wasn't surrounded by all of the decadence that he's surrounded by now. English.
Ah, there you go.
And I thought he had a relatively sort of lower income, maybe, is the right way to put it.
Yeah.
Like, his parents weren't rich.
Mm.
So he wasn't surrounded by a lot of the stuff that he's surrounded by now that he's made it big.
Yeah.
And maybe, because the song that he had recently, the one that I like at least, with Petra in it. Is it Petra?
Yes. Yeah, that's her name.
Yeah. I quite like that song. And I didn't mind the sets or the costumes or anything, but to me, all it sort of did was say,
that he's been going out to those sorts of clubs.
Yeah.
And he's been surrounded by it, and he's hearing these rumors, and he's like, well, I could make this into a song.
Absolutely.
It doesn't actually scream to me that there's, like, Satanists. But then, again, I actually know the tenets of the Satanist temple, so I don't think that that's a thing anyway.
Because if you're looking at someone like Beyonce...
Yeah. See, I believe she'd signed a contract with the devil.
Yes.
Because...
the amount of glitching that happens with her.
Yeah.
Her eye twitches and rocking weirdly backwards and forwards and various other things. But even...
but not just that, but she's married to Jay-Z.
Yeah.
There's your contract.
Yeah.
He's neck deep in that sort of stuff as well.
Connected to P. Diddy. Yep. Connected to Illuminati, for sure.
Yeah, and he's referenced it multiple times on his own.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so is she.
Yeah. So then these concerts are rituals more often than not. That's what's being said. They're rituals and kind of...
Someone's been saying that about the Lana Del Rey concerts as well.
I know. I heard that recently too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her concerts. Like, yeah, I haven't really...
But they were like, everything was just a little bit off at the concert. And like, the energy was a little bit off. The people's movements was a bit off.
Oh.
I was like...
Oh, that's freaky. Okay. But yeah, like, just even Madonna.
That one I would also believe, because nobody should look that good at that age.
And just that what she's doing
at the same time.
With the... With this particular ritual part, look very much like a ritual, this particular part on stage, like in regards to the devil or Illuminati or whatever the thing is that they're doing a ritual for. And so they were saying that with Beyonce and people like that, Lady Gaga, feeding off energy.
I think Lady Gaga does it for shock value more than actually a proper ritual.
Yeah.
For her, it would just be like a, oh, you think I'm doing that? Great, let's go do it.
Yeah, 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 exactly, yeah. So they're saying, like, with the energy, the amount of concert goers that are pinned into a room,
yes,
and you've got all the energy, you've got the focus, you've got all that coming at you, it's, like, giving you more power. And there's a few people that are like, oh, I would never go to any concert, ever.
Look,
And I was like,
I can't say I would never go to any concert because I've been to enough of them.
I know, but, me too.
But I've certainly been to a concert where I'm like, leaving now. Evanescence, of all bands.
What?
Yeah, I didn't realise, but did you know Evanescence is like a Christian preacher band?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at the time.
Oh, dear.
I was a teenager.
Oh,
They were just coming big, but we got tickets through a raffle at school.
Yeah.
And me and a couple of mates went, and right towards the end of the show, they were like, now everyone come down on the floor and hold hands and we're going to have a prayer circle. And I was like, fuck no, we're not. I'm leaving.
They're trying to convert you, mate.
Yeah. I'm bolting out the door. Look, I don't have any problem with that. I just didn't realize that that was part of what their thing was.
Yeah.
And I'm not comfortable with that. It's not part of my religion. I'm not interested in it. So I did what I felt was the most respectful thing at the time, and that was to leave the room because it has nothing to do with me from that point forward. I enjoyed the music. The music is now over. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's it. No more.
Yep.
Yeah. No.
And if they are really doing rituals on stage to harness energy or whatever, the only thing that I would have to say is, can you let us know so that if it's not something we're interested in, we can leave.
Yeah, we can leave. Yeah.
I don't want my energy being used towards things that I'm not actually wanting it used towards.
No, thank you.
I like consent.
Me too.
Informed consent is best.
It is. Yeah. There seems to be a lot going on with Hollywood.
Yeah. And I do wonder if they make it just a little bit too easy to have these sort of conspiracy theories. I'm not sure how true they all are.
I'm not saying they're true.
No.
Like, by any means.
Absolutely believe that certain sections of the industry are tailor-made for just
shock
the wrong people.
Oh, right, yes, okay.
So, like, I absolutely believe that in children's television there's going to be pedophiles because that's what they look for.
Yeah.
It's like you have a lot of them in the churches and you have a lot of them in the Boy Scouts. It's because they look for jobs that give them access.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means that you need to make sure that you've got some form of control mechanism that if one of them slips through the cracks and does get that job, they never have alone time. None of the adults on the set should have alone time with the children.
Yeah.
They should always have extra people there.
Yeah.
And if you see them getting buddy-buddy with people on set, then that's not the person they're allowed to be buddied on when they're alone with the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it needs to be a control measure. Maybe there's someone on set that's, you know, not from the production, and that person changes every day, so they can't get too close to them.
Yeah.
Just precautions.
Yeah.
It's probably why my parents never signed me up for shit like the Girl Scouts or that, because they were like, no, you're not going away on those sorts of things until you're old enough to be like, no.
Yeah.
And fight back.
Yeah.
I have to admit that was something that my father was like, we're going to teach you how to do this so that if a bigger, stronger, more older person comes up and tries shit, you can still get away.
Yeah.
That my father, my brother, I think they would have done it with him too, but my brother was taken to karate lessons from a young age. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
My dad's an ex-cop, so he's seen all sorts of really nasty stuff, and he was like, yeah, not happening to my family.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. No, there's so much. And, like, what's true and whether it's just manufactured to look a certain way so people can talk more about that person as well.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, there's a reason that certain conspiracies have the longevity that they have. And that's that they're perpetuated by a level of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's the right thing that they're talking about. Like, there's that whole thing about that park where they do the whole blood drinking of sacrificed...
Bohemian Grove?
That's it. Like, how many times have people broken into that grove and they're like, oh, I've never found anything. It's just a giant statue.
Yeah.
Some seeding.
Yeah.
But I've never actually found anything creepy there. But the whole place feels creepy.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Generally, when you break into a place that you're not supposed to be, you're going to have a creepy feeling because you're on the edge because you're where you're not supposed to be. So, like, I don't know how true any of it is, but I also believe that the longer a rumor persists in its same form, so that there isn't, like, if this is how the rumor starts and it's something completely different within a year, then I don't really feel like there was a lot of truth there.
Yeah.
But if it's still saying the same thing 5-6 years later, that rumor still exists in almost identical form, I feel like there's a level of truth there.
Yeah.
Because there's people involved that are making sure it stays.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's so much, and I don't know whether we'll ever know if, say, for example, if P. Diddy is a fall guy of some description.
I don't know if I'd call him a fall guy. Like, I think maybe it's just my brain, but to me, a fall guy is someone who doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Me too.
And is being made to take the fall. But if P. Diddy is involved and he's taking the fall,
yes,
then maybe he's just the weak link.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe he's just the one that they're like, hey, yeah, he's going to get caught if he doesn't stop doing shit like this, so we may as well just speed it up so the rest of us don't get caught too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're even calling him, like, the new Epstein. You know, yeah, stuff like that.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was speaking to my friend the other day about this, and I said, you don't want people that, you know, music you like or the movies that you have fond memories of. And that
how many people were outraged when they found out what Bill Cosby?
Oh, Bill Cosby, yes.
I keep saying Bing because there's a musician that I like who's from, like, the 1930s.
Yeah.
It's Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby,
and he's he's brilliant. He's brilliant. So I get B to Crosby.
Got it.
But yeah, like, how many people were upset and didn't want to believe her over that? And then it came out that he'd been doing it to multiple people.
Yeah.
It was real.
It was real. And considering the amount of rumors that were going around in the industry at the time, multiple people have been interviewed about this now, and they said it was like a thing. People, you know, oh yeah, that happens. You know, like, oh, I've heard that too, or yeah. Like, it wasn't like a secret as such. But I guess it was either sweeping under the rug or didn't want to believe it, so on and so forth. So, yeah, like, you don't want you know, people already, there's songs from, you know, teenage years or even younger where you go, I don't know if I can like listen to that the same way. I don't know if I can like look at that the same way. You know, Chris Brown's been doing not great things and he's got some bangers.
Yeah, see, I don't have that problem with him because I was never really interested.
Yeah, and that's fine. But, you know, like...
And it's the same with P. Diddy, like, I wasn't really interested. But there was an actor that's been very heavily involved in all of this P. Diddy stuff. Like, he's been listed in the paperwork. They raided his property as well. He's, like, been P. Diddy's mate for the longest time.
Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Okay.
No. Really? Mm. That's where you went with that one?
Sorry, that's the first actor that was I remembered that was slightly linked.
No, oh no, he's not slightly linked. He's like...
Linked. Just madly Googling.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it, but he's...
What were they in?
A lot of things.
Okay.
Because I know there's a lot of people who've been sort of like, oh shit, really? I think it's interesting that he apparently had close bonds with Biggie and Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a feeling, like, when you listen to Tupac and Biggie's music, if they knew he was involved in too much shit like this, they probably would have started ostracizing him.
Yeah.
But yeah. He was also pretty, right from the very beginning, he was big on making himself bigger than he was. There's been so many people that have, like, come out and been like, oh, yeah, like, he would make his girlfriends do this sort of stuff just so that they knew not to step out of line. And that went right back to when he was dating Jennifer Lopez in the 90s.
Mm.
And it's like, why would you want to... do that, like,
yeah there's definitely a lot of separate but things that seem to be linked. Like, there's, you know, like what I was saying with the bridge in Baltimore falling down and being hit by the ship, like, that's linked. And that day the raids happened with Diddy. Like, it's all, they're calling it a distraction.
Oh, they've actually got Jay-Z listed as an enemy.
Oh.
With P. Diddy. They were close until Jay-Z started fighting with Kanye West, apparently, according to what I'm reading here.
Right.
And he's definitely enemies with Eminem. And, I mean, we already, if you're enemies with 50 Cent, you're enemies with Eminem. Like, they've always been pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will find it because he was outright listed in the.
Can you give a description? Can you name a thing?
I'll find him eventually. I just need a couple of minutes.
But yeah, there seems to be either dark magics,
because he was listed in the court.
Like, documents.
Yeah.
For Epstein.
No, for
Diddy.
Like, yeah, because there's a whole bunch of lawsuits against Diddy as well, which is what brought this raid on, because there's been so many.
Because
Prince Harry's been listed in them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's interesting, because everyone's like, oh, but Prince William was with him too at these parties. And it's like, no, Prince William was with him at one party that was part of an official appearance, and he shook hands with, like, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But Prince Harry now lives in the state, lives near enough, and apparently regularly attends these parties. Oh. Apparently. Allegedly.
Because, allegedly, yeah.
Because, you know, no one's really got photos of him there, so this is all alleged.
Sure. But
if it's true, then that would be why he is listed and William is not, because William is back in England.
Yeah.
Whereas Harry is in America.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think, because all I sort of remember are the names of all the music industry people.
No, there's a bunch of actors listed as well.
But yeah, there you go. There's, like, lots of...
Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's the one. He has been in heaps.
Yep. Mm. He's been listed as a co-defendant in the lawsuit brought against Sean Diddy Combs. So this is from the Los Angeles Times. Cuba Gooding Jr. added as co-defendant in Lil Rod's lawsuit against Diddy. Oscar winner Cuba Gooding Jr. has been named as a co-defendant in lawsuit brought against embattled hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The lawsuit, which was brought in February by Diddy's Love album producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones, was amended Monday to also list Gooding as a defendant, as well as to include a declaration from former Motown Records chief executive Ethiopia. I'm really sorry, I would absolutely butcher that last name, so I'm not going to say it. About technical license agreements and to insert additional evidence to the RICO and sex trafficking section of the lawsuit, Jones's lawyer, Tyrone Blackburn, confirmed Tuesday in an email to the Times. The second amended complaint was filed Monday, the same day the Homeland Security investigations conducted by coastal raids on mansions owned by Combs in Holmesby Hills and Miami. Federal agents conducting the searches as part of an inquiry into sex trafficking allegations involving the hip-hop mogul and entrepreneur, law enforcement sources say. Aaron Dyer, an attorney for Combs on Tuesday, called the raid an unprecedented ambush that leads to premature rush of judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil laws, made in civil lawsuits. Dyer added that Combs cooperated with authorities, is innocent, and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name. What I find interesting is that there's that kid that follows all the celebrity private jets, and the jet left America 10 minutes or so before, or like an hour or something before the raids happened.
Yes.
And it's not come back. So, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Defendant Cuba Gooding Jr. was a relevant actor who had fallen from grace due to several sexual assault lawsuits and a recent guilty plea for sexual assault, said the complaint, which was obtained Tuesday by the Times. In it, Blackburn noted that his client, a Chicago-born producer who produced 9 songs on Diddy's 2023 album, believed Combs was grooming him to pass him off to his friends, and that fear became reality when Combs introduced him to Gooding on his yacht in January 2023. Jones accused Gooding of fondling his legs, upper inner thighs near his groin, the small of his back near his buttocks, and his shoulders, which made the producer extremely uncomfortable. Although he allegedly rejected the actor's advances, Gooding's did not stop until Mr. Jones forcibly pushed him away.
Mm-hmm.
As the owner of the property, Mr. Combs had a duty to protect Mr. Jones from the harm he suffered at the hands of Cuba Gooding Jr. Mr. Combs breached his duty when he failed to stop Cuba Gooding Jr. Oh God, how
what
many
a tongue
times.
Twister. Yeah.
From sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. In furtherance of this breach, Mr. Combs encouraged Gooding Jr. I'm leaving the Cuba off now.
Okay.
It's fine.
Too hard. Enough,
to continue his assault on Mr. Jones when he said that Gooding Jr. should privately get to know Mr. Jones better. Mr. Jones has suffered immensely because of Mr. Combs's intentional breach of his duty to him. Representatives for Gooding did not immediately respond to the Times' request for comment. Gooding, 56, who has separately pled guilty to forcible touching and settled a rape lawsuit last year, was mentioned in the Jones's initial lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, with Jones alleging that he was sexually harassed and assaulted by the Jerry Maguire star. The American Horror Story actor joins a list of co-defendants in the $30 million lawsuit that includes Combs, his sons Justin Dior Combs, Universal Music Group chief executive Lucian Charles Grange, UMG former Motown Records executive.
Mm-hmm.
It's that name I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And Motown Records, Love Records, Combs Global Enterprises, ABC Corporations, Diddy's Chief of Staff, Christina K.K. Corum, and several John and Jane Does. That network of alleged involvement, Jones said, amounts to a violation of the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, or RICO. The 105-page complaint, Blackburn said that Jones's life has been detrimentally impacted ever since. He agreed to produce the album in August 2022. Jones alleged that he was under an implied work-for-hire agreement with Combs and lived with the recording giant for months at a time in Combs' home in Los Angeles, New York City, and Miami. as well as several weeks on a yacht rented by Combs in the US Virgin Islands. Jones, describing himself as a heterosexual Christian male, alleged in the lawsuit that he was the victim of constant, unsolicited, and unauthorized groping and touches of his anus by Mr. Combs, and was uncomfortable with Mr. Combs's advances. He expressed his complaints to Corum, who allegedly told him, you know, Sean will be Sean. In response, the document said, Blackburn described Corum as the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs as Jeffrey Epstein. Multi-instrumentalist Jones said that he had secured irrefutable evidence of the illicit activity, including Combs providing laced alcoholic beverages to minors and sex workers at his home, and the rapper's acquisition, use, and distribution of ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms, as well as displaying and distribution of unregistered illegal firearms. He also alleged that Combs gave him strict instructions to inform the police that Combs had nothing to do with it. A shooting at Chalice Recording Studio in Los Angeles on September 12, 2022, even though Jones believed otherwise. Jones also alleged that he was sexually assaulted by a cousin or assistant of rapper Young Miami, who was dated Diddy, and claimed that he obtained footage of the rapper and the R&B singer, whose name had been redacted from the complaint, consorting with underage girls and sex workers. Britain's Prince Harry was also mentioned in the complaint, as he had been... What? Hang on, let me start that again.
Okay.
Britain's Prince Harry was also mentioned in the complaint, as he had been when it was originally filed last month. Although no allegation of wrongdoing on his part was made, the prince was referred to in a section about why Grange ignored the numerous red flags about Mr. Combs to receive financial benefits from Mr. Combs and his sex trafficking venture. Sex abuse and sex trafficking claims have dogged Combs over the past year, beginning with a November lawsuit brought by ex-girlfriend Cassandra Ventura that was filed and settled within days. Before Cassie Ventura's lawsuit was filed, Mr. Combs was a popular, highly influential figure in the music industry to whom everyone wanted to connect. Mr. Combs was known for throwing the best parties. Affiliation with and or general business partnerships with Mr. Combs garnered legitimacy, immense success, and access to top and emerging artists, celebrities, famous athletes, political figures, musicians, and international dignitaries like British Royal and Prince Harry. So he's used as a landmark.
Yeah.
Grange, the complaint said, knew firsthand the power, influence, and effect attaching themselves to Mr. Combs would have on their bottom line, and, as evidenced by their repeated general business partnership agreements, profited from their affiliation with Mr. Combs and their general business partnership, which came with an unmonitored financing that may have supported his sex trafficking enterprise. So I won't read the whole article, it's really long.
And how many times can you say Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh my God, it becomes, after you do it like the first four times, yeah, it just becomes a tongue twister. But yes, he's the one that I was talking about that's been listed to it. Because I remember him from not just Jerry Maguire, but a few things that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I know that face, because his face was plastered with it through the TV and that as well.
Mm.
I was like, I know that face.
I know that face too.
So it'll be interesting to see how many more of these conspiracies come through. So you're going to have to keep updated.
I will.
And B, as to whether or not this actually goes to court.
Well, that's...
And I mean, New York was the court that just turned over Weinstein's incarceration. I'm with Ashley Judd on that one. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. It's, I, to be honest, don't want to hear about it. That's how mad I am about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, there's even conspiracies within the conspiracies I've mentioned, people. Yeah. So none that I'm aware of or Taj is aware of are true by any means. We don't know. There's no
proof to them.
Yeah. But there could be, you know, some stick and the longevity, like you say.
Is that parts of it could be true without the whole thing being true.
Exactly.
Because how many years have there been conspiracy theories about 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that sticks so much is that they're using the false flag equivalency.
Yeah.
Because they know that the American government has pulled false flags before.
Yeah. So it's not unfathomable that they could do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just ignore the signs of an impending attack.
Yeah.
So that they can do what they want.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that it's their citizens that it's hurting.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of heavy topics, I've realised, this particular episode. But... Okay.
Sorry, everyone.
She flicked herself in the face. yeah, so that's the rabbit hole that is, with many other burrows to it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I'm sure there'll be more. It seems to be every day at the moment. Yeah. And his face, Diddy, Sean Combs, Sean, Puff Daddy, Puppy, whatever the flip his name wants to be today, is everywhere. And I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. I think they're hoping to do a quick payout, you know, or like wrap it up in a little bow.
He was hoping to do a quick payout, and then he got raided.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, fuck.
Yeah. And here we are.
And here we are. And now there's all this shit on the internet about me and all my friends.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah, watch this space. But thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in again.
Yeah. We'll try and have a... more light-hearted topic on our next recording.
Yeah.
We'll try.
There's no promises there.
Yeah.
At all.
We will see you all next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Shadows of the world so mean. A forgotten soul living in a world so cold. A silent scream from a story untold. In the quiet of the night you're walking through the shadows of a world forgotten. Where you belong.